The State Department of Environmental Conservation is investigating allegations against the U.S. Forest Service made by the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. The issue centers on the Forest Service's Tonka timber sale and a proposal to allow log rafts to be floated in Alexander Bay, located in Wrangell Narrows, before they're taken to Viking Lumber in Klawock for processing. Tonga's National Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says it's not a new idea.
This site has historically been used for log storage. We've used it during long-term contracts, we've used it under independent timber sale contracts, and a host of other ones.
Buck Lindekugel of SEAC says it's true the area has been used to store logs before, but the scale of that use was misrepresented.
You know, we think the responsibility of the applicant to the permit is to provide the best information they have to the permitting agency so that they can make the right decision. And the Forest Service knew that the estimates of how much logs have been stored in the pothole was wildly inflated over what had actually been done, and they didn't notify DEC of that.
SEAC's October 5th request that the state terminate the log storage permit claims that the Forest Service also misrepresented the cost of barging logs rather than storing them. SEAC states that the Forest Service claims the cost would be double, but a Forest Service estimate shows it would cost only about 5% more. Cole says that since the last timber harvest in that area, regulations changed, so a state permit now is required for storing logs in the water. The Forest Service applied, but because a permit was not guaranteed, Cole says the Forest Service investigated options such as barging the logs. Continued research into that option led to updated cost estimates, but he says the results still show it's more economical to raft the logs.
If the state goes down the path of pulling this permit on a site that has historically been used for this activity, then we will go to a more expensive method of operation, barging, which, whether it's twice as much, a third as much, or a nickel more, it's still more expensive than historical in-water rafting type activity.
SEAC also alleges that the permit application incorrectly cites the lack of upland storage space as a reason for storing the logs in the water. SEAC states that the Tonka Timber Sale Project includes plans for an upland sort yard. Cole says the Forest Service is developing plans for a sort yard, but that would cost $1 million or more, and the Forest Service would prefer to not take on that expense. Another point of contention is the potential effect on crab habitat. Cole agrees that long-term storage could cause harm, but says the log rafts would be moved fairly quickly for processing. Lindekugel cites the importance of Alexander Bay, also called the pothole, for crab fishing, and says that storing logs in that area would negatively affect that activity.
It's not just simply that bark from the logs will harm the habitat and there'll be that loss, but there's also the displacement of those users, those crabbers, when they're storing logs there.
In a November 19th letter, the State Department of Environmental Conservation asks Cole for a response to SEAC's allegations. A written response is due December 19th, and Cole says his office will meet that deadline. Cole disagrees with any insinuation that the Forest Service deliberately provided inaccurate data.
I would say that the Forest Service is probably one of the most transparent agencies, and if we misrepresented something, it wasn't because of want to do it. We've had a number of people working on this project, a number of people responding to the state, so if we have used incorrect numbers, it wasn't by on demand. We will look into those allegations and formally respond here shortly.
The Tonka Timber Sale is an approximately 40 million board feet project on the Lindenberg Peninsula near Petersburg. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.